Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 699 in honor of such an amazing number. I am announcing the fact that if you vote for me for president and I win, I will actually be the president for 4 years. I'll do it! Just so you know who you're voting for, if you haven't been listening to all of the other podcasts, all the other episodes, and you don't have a good sense of Jay and how he feels about things, let me tell you what my basic platforms are. Number one, I won't let the American military leave the territory of the United States of America. I won't let them operate anywhere besides the territory of the United States of America. Period. That means if we're fighting some weird foreign war for some strange reason that nobody really gets, we're going to stop fighting it. We're going to bring them home. Because it's stupid. Why are you killing people? Why are you letting our people get killed in a foreign country? What's the point of that? What's honorable in that? Good golly, isn't military supposed to be about honor? Doing stuff for your country? You're not doing anything for your country when you're not even in your country. That's my first plank, I guess, is my whole attitude about war. Strangely enough, tends to coincide with the Constitution of the United States. If you don't know now, you're going to find out soon that I'm pretty weird about the Constitution. We should obey it. I'm not against changing it when it needs some changing, I'm just not going to let people just ignore it like they do now. Anyway, plank two, I am not going to appease evil. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to vote for something that, I'm not going to sign a bill that is designed to do evil things. I'm not going to sign a corrupt bill. I'm not going to sign a bill that's got a lot of weird writers on it. Basically, I'm probably not going to end up signing any bills. Perhaps my motto will be gridlock brings liberty. I'm all for that. Third plank, or next plank, I don't know if it's third, is it third? I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm going to randomly fire half of the people that work for the federal government. Randomly. I'm not even going to try to figure out how that goes. I'm going to put all the names in a big computer database, and I'm going to have it spit out half of them randomly. And then the job of those who are still left that have significantly high positions will be to try to reapportion things so that it makes a little sense. It doesn't make any sense now, so doing something that seems silly is about the same as what we're doing right now. So let's just, while we're at being silly, you know, I'm not trying to change government particularly. I'm just trying to decimate it. I'm just trying to make it so that I can feel like I accomplished something in the 4 years I was there. I don't think very many presidents in the last 100 years have felt like they've accomplished much as president. So I just intend on doing that, you know. Just cut half of them. Make sure they don't get a pay increase. We're not going to, you know, we'll give that money back to whoever. I don't know. Maybe you should give it back to the people. That'd be a wild one. No, I'm not going to do that. Better yet, don't take it in the first place. That'll be my thing. So if you don't need it, don't take it. I don't need to pay for all these people. Get rid of them. I mean all of them. Well, I like I said, 50%. If it happens to be all the guys in the Department of Homeland Security that they all just go away, if that's how the random cards fall, well, gee, tough luck. Tough little toenails. And I'm going to write the program, okay? I want to write it. Therefore, if people think it was stinted or slimy or that it was corrupted, at least then they'll be able to say, oh, it was Jay who did it. Jay wrote the program. It was his crappy programming that made sure that all the INS people got fired. I don't care. You have a 50-50 chance, man. Get out your rabbit's feet, all you government employees. Half of you get to stay and the other half got to go. And I don't care who. It really doesn't matter. Just get rid of all of them. Eliminate them. I don't care who it is. If it's the Secretary of Agriculture, is one of the ones that gets the axe. Hey, Secretary of Agriculture gets the axe, and I don't hire anybody else to take your place. Ah, there it is. Anyway, so is that my third or my fourth? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Okay, so let's see. We're going to fire half of the government. I'm not going to sign any bills that enrich evil, that encourage further corruption, that do any of that. I'm just not going to do that. So that just means I'll just make it simpler, you know. Let me make my platform really simple. I'm not going to sign anything. Spending bill comes down the thing, I ain't going to sign it. If government gets defunded, heck, it'll just be icing on the cake of firing half of the federal government employees. Heck, the other half will just kind of wander away when we stop paying them. I don't know. Can I give you the rationale for why I'm doing this? And I'll be honest, what you won't get from the politicians, you know, they're all about, I'm going to serve my constituents, I'm going to make the American people proud to be American again. I said, no, you know what? I'm here for the money. Right now I get paid not quite $40,000 a year. If I get to be president, I make what? $250,000 a year? That's a good pay raise. I'm just going for a better paying job. And I hear the retirement package is really nice. I'm going to take that. Of course, you know, once I defund government, that'll be all for... That won't be worth much. But hey, what difference does it make? It's okay. I don't think I'm going to get any retirement out of the job I've got now, frankly. So why don't I just do that? That's pretty constitutional. Congress can vote itself, you know, can vote the purse string all they want to. I can veto it. Of course, though, finally, you know, I can see corruption growing fantastically. but you know what? I can't stop it. I can't stop it. Can you stop it? No, I can't either. The president can't stop corruption in the halls of Congress. if the place is destroyed and corrupt, what are you going to do? I hope just to let people know. Maybe I'll spend my whole time trying to shine light on all the greasy underbelly of it, so that maybe you won't vote for these people anymore. Maybe that's all I'll do all day. Because I certainly won't be spending a lot of time supervising a lot of people, because I'm going to fire half of them. Well, that takes care of half of my job right there. If you want to know how I will handle the incredible power of choosing who's going to be on the Supreme Court, I intend to bring in drug dealers. I really do. I intend to bring in drug dealers. Whoever it is, the first guy I want to get, or girl, I don't want to be, you know, gender biased here. I want their name to be Guido. And I want them to kind of have the whole attitude of, you know, I'm going to make things nice for my friends. Because I know they will anyway. Why are we proceeding with the fairy tale that whoever you put in the Supreme Court isn't going to work for, number one, their own self-interest, and number two, the self-interest of their friends? So why not just get a person that you're pretty sure is going to work for their self-interest? By and large, I think it's a good thing that to have people in there that basically don't want a lot of laws in the first place. You know, they kind of want kind of a free-for-all. I'm all for that, too. I want to have a couple of anarchists up there. You know, number one, that'll stop all this foolishness of sending so many court cases to the Supreme Court. That'll end almost immediately. Because who wants to send it to guys who are going to twist that decision into wonderful opportunities to, you know, get you to use more drugs or, you know, get rid of all the tobacco laws or stuff like that? You just aren't going to do it. You just aren't going to do it. So there it is. You know they're swindlers. You might as well have them swindle in a way that makes some sense, or at least ways that you can see. Doesn't bother me in the least. Let me tell you what I see. Every politician who runs for president has a vision. Has a vision of what it's going to look like 10 years out. You know, oh, it's going to be beautiful. You know, the shining city on a hill. You know, kinder, gentler, whatever. You know, everybody has their vision, and I've got a vision, too. You guys want to know what my vision is? I want the meanest, nastiest, most wretched government that there's ever been, so people will stop turning to government for help, for advice, to try to bail them out of some rotten, sticky place they've got themselves in. I want people to avoid government. I want people to say, I want to handle my own problems. If I, you know, I get to appoint a lot of federal judges when I'm president, I'm going to get federal judges that believe in, like, public castration. I'm going to get judges that bring whips and knives and chains into the courtroom. I want people to solve their own problems without appealing to some form of government. They can come seeking justice. Now, we already know that the justice system is broken. You know, the few times it does something right, it must be making somebody's buddy rich. That's all I can figure. So, you know, why not, if they're going to be doing evil things from the bench, why not just put evil people on the bench and just go ahead and say it? They're evil. You know, chances are if you take a court case to them, They're proud, you're probably going to get horsewhipped. Whether you win or lose. They just like whipping people. Whee! Why not? Government's already that way anyway. Why not just come out and say so? Because that's the big mantra. Don't go to government with your problems. I want government to treat you like garbage. I want them to, you know, if you're going to go in and ask for welfare, I want that little, you know, welfare clerk to rough you up a bit. You know, I want that welfare clerk to feel like that, hey, you know, I could make it so that they're on a cash basis. Any money they can keep from giving to welfare people, they can keep. How about that? Why not? They'll lock the doors and shoot at you if you try to come and get any help. Then maybe you'll help yourself. Of course, I'm not going to give them hardly any money. And half of them are going to get fired anyway. So what difference does it make? You know, whoever gets that cushy job, wow. Make sure you get somebody, you know, like Charles Manson. He would love that job. Maybe we should let him out of prison and let him go and be a welfare clerk somewhere. I just don't want him in my town, frankly. Sorry. Well, it won't be, of course, I'm not going to be hanging out in Washington, D.C. I think I'm going to start selling off government property. You know, government pretty much mismanages everything it touches. So the whole point is don't let them have anything to touch. So as much as it's within my power, I want to sell off public lands. Anybody can have it. I don't care. Because, you know, governments can't be doing much better than, you know, your local strip mine, your local lumber company that wants to clear cut. You know, it's all kind of the same difference. Doesn't matter to me. Heck, I'm hoping some rich guy like Ted Turner will want to buy it all up. He'll actually manage that stuff well. He'll probably just leave it alone. You know, raise llamas on it or something. Whatever he does these days. Mohair. Who's to say? Hey, you know, what could be worse? We let ranchers put their cows on it practically for free. You know, buy their votes. Because we love ranchers. They're powerful. Yeah, whatever. You know, why not? There's already corruption anyway. Why not just make it apparent? Shine a light on it. Say, look, here it is. We're gonna make America what it really is. You know, constitutionally, though, I intend on upholding the Constitution. I want most of the cops to be convicted felons. Because I figure they know how to handle a firearm. And when you call the cops to come to your house, I would anticipate somebody's going to die. Just for the simple reason that that's what these guys are hired to do, is kill people. What's all this crap about to serve and protect? What the heck is that? Since when has that been the honest truth about what cops are about? I don't want to offend anybody. You know, I know there's good people in all these jobs. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just trying to say, hey, why not just be honest about America? Just for 4 years. I know after they impeach me, when they find out that I eat oranges from maybe another country. You can impeach somebody on anything. And they'll surely figure out that I'm some kind of horrible terrorist for having eaten oranges from another country. They exile me to some cold... They'll send me to Svalbard. I know they will. just because I know where Svalbard is, and they don't. If they ask, that's what I'll say. Send me to Svalbard! I'll go work in the seed bank, maybe. It's cold. Ooh, it's cold. But that's okay. Love it. Live it. You know it'll happen. Because the government can't tolerate a real look in the mirror. Government can't tolerate that. Next guy that would come in after me as your president would immediately change things right back to the way they were 4 years before I got there. And you'd have all the corruption, all the evil. You know, they'd say, oh, we cleaned out government. Oh, it's so pristine and pure. And you know they're lying. At least I'm not lying to you. At least I won't lie to you. I'm sorry. I wouldn't put drug dealers on the Supreme Court. I would. I think I'd do that one random. I think I'd do almost everything random. If I needed to fill a position in government for some reason, you know, which would probably be the only, Supreme Court would be the only thing I would actually fill, because I'm obliged to by the Constitution. That's fine. I'd probably be random about it. I'd probably say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, we're going to have a lottery. Of course, you don't tell them that you're going to do it this way, because then everybody will go run out and buy up, the rich people will go out and buy up tons of lottery tickets. Wait a minute. This might be good. Wait a minute. And then whoever wins that lottery, it'll be full of so much money. Boy, that person will have a great day. Hey, at least somebody's going to get rich that might not deserve it. Or might deserve it, or whatever. I'm sure most rich people really shouldn't be rich. You know, they say, well, I worked for it. You go, yeah, you really worked people over to get that. Most richness comes from pain, torture, despair, and grief. Especially when they aren't giving it to anybody. That's what I'd do. I'd make the things on the Supreme Court a lottery. And I'd put that lottery money into a huge fund. And that huge fund, I would divvy it up among the American people. Why not? Give it to everybody. Every single one of them. If they show a Social Security card, they get a check for a couple of $1,000 or whatever. You know? If people are buying and selling government offices anyway, at least I can do something good with the blood money. Yeah? Let's do it, man. Doesn't bother me. And of course, for every person that gets that one position, the other guy that, you know, the next guy that comes into the Supreme Court, will be the I'll just pick somebody at random. Yeah. I like the whole idea of doing it randomly. I really do. Okay. And I think I'll do the federal judges that way too. You know? One of them will be to a nice lottery. I know I'll make lots of money. You know? Not that I'm saying that any of the laws are going to go. I'm not going to take away any laws. I'm just going to try to not introduce any more. I can't stop them. You know that they're going to all get together and start overriding my vetoes all the time. Therefore, they'll say, well, that renders him powerless. And you go, no, It just means that your stupid laws are going to keep going through. I couldn't stop you that way, although I'll keep vetoing everything as long as I can. But, since I still, you know, I can still keep firing people. You know, after I do the first, I'm firing half of government. Then if I just don't feel right, you know, if I have some indigestion from dinner the night after I fire the first half, then I'll take what's left and I'll say, ooh, I think we're going to fire half of these people too. And just fire another half. Woo! Get down to a quarter. I like that. And we'll just keep doing it, you know. I'll make the same demands on Congress, you know. Hey, if you override my veto, I'm going to fire half of government again. Is that what you want? It's up to you guys. It's up to you guys. What are you going to do? Da, da, da. See? And when I do it, I'll blame Congress for it. You know, when I cut half of government, I should have cut half of the spending of government. Well, they didn't choose to do it. Therefore, I'm going to cut government again. Whoever's still in government tomorrow, I don't know, do we give them a pay increase? Nah, we won't give them a pay increase. Heck, I'm going to do another lottery. I'm going to sell off another federal judgeship, baby. It's up for grabs. Who's willing to buy all those lottery tickets, baby? Ha, ha, ha. Whee! And just have a good time. Just basically thumb your nose at the entire system. You know, like I said, it's already corrupt. Why not just go with the corruption? Whoever's willing to buy it, I think at least the American people should profit off of the buy. Right? I mean, isn't that better than what we have now? Isn't that the whole point, is to make life better? I'm not going to solve corruption. Because it's always going to be there, right? This is a telestial world. Get serious. This is every man for himself, and screw you, and how much money can I get out of you and not get caught? And you're going, I'm not trying to catch him. I'm trying to profit off of him and give it back to the people. Why not? I could do that. Set up the great lottery. It'd be totally outside of government. Have my own organization do it. So it happens anyway. You know, who's got political favors? Who wants political favors? La, 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 la. It's all done behind the scenes. I'm just going to bring it out into the open. And I'm going to try to make the people better off for it. Wherever I can. Wherever I can figure out a way. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm mostly going to get accountants. You know, secretary of this, secretary of that, all those things, I'm going to get accountants. And I want those accountants to tell me, you know, just some really clever accountants that tell me, you know, how can I use the present system to make money that we can give back to the American people through some kind of private organization. That's what I'm going for, baby. And that's what you'd be voting for if you voted for me. Jason Nemro. Let's use a full name, so don't get it wrong. Jason Nemro for president. As far as I'm aware of, I'm the only Jason Nemro in the United States. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So feel free. Vote for me. And this is what you will get. Not into corruption, but using corruption to make your life better. Corrupt people want less rules? Cool. Let's let those guys have their way. Less rules is good for everybody. The more liberty you have, the more you're able to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. You want to get together with some of your friends and have a nice life? I want to let the drug dealers take out, you know, some laws so you might be able to do that. He wants to build a $2 billion home in New York City? As long as in part of the deal, he makes sure that you can build your little hovel wherever you can get some land to do it. Yay! I'm all for that. So, don't forget, write in Jason Nemro for president. I love you. May you get rich off of the corruption. I'm not going to say God bless America, but I am going to say may the almighty corruption profit you. This is Jay Nemro. You've been listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 699. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, stuff like that, vote for me. Or you can contact me by email. I just as soon have your vote as your email. But that's okay. Email me too. Autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. This is Jay Nemro. You've been listening to Life Autistic. Where's my pointer? There it is. Sorry, my throat's going. Have a great day.